Noam Spencer is an Israeli-born clinical psychologist who has a practice and teaches in Ohio, and he's just published his first novel. It's called, what else, The Good Psychologist. Alan Chu says the author brings the authority of his professional expertise to his storytelling.
We enter the psychologist's office and serve as flies on the wall while he meets patients old and new. We eavesdrop on his telephone conversations and witness his few rendezvous with Nina, a psychologist from another city with whom he's fathered a child. We attend his university lectures on the practice of psychotherapy, in which he gives a number of memorable examples on what constitutes a good psychologist. The good psychologist, he tells his students, is not infatuated with humanity. The good psychologist, he says, deals with story and identity, and he who deals with story and identity deals with memory. The good psychologist knows that change, any change within known boundaries, is in itself therapeutically valuable. The good psychologist has also got to be a believable character. We're going to follow him into therapy sessions with a clinically depressed young woman who works as a nude dancer at a local strip club. As I describe this element of the story, it seems a little over the top, exaggerating an already interesting profession by raising the question of prurience and therapist-patient relations, but somehow it all works. For the sake of full disclosure, I have to say that my wife is a therapist, though I have never been in therapy. After reading Noam Spencer's intensely rendered first novel, I feel as though I've done it.
Noam Spencer's book is The Good Psychologist. Our reviewer is Alan Schuss.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.